Welcome to Space 55 Radio Theater. I'm Shauna Franks, Artistic Director of Space 55, the home of new, innovative, and affordable theater in downtown Phoenix, Arizona. Tonight, we present Night of the Chicken, Episode 1. This show is performed in the style of an old-time radio play, complete with sound effects, in front of a live audience at Space 55 in December of 2009. Now, through the magic of computer technology, we have resurrected those recordings and brought them to you in the form of our very first podcast. So, sit back, close your eyes, put on your headphones, and get ready to be transported to a whole new universe. A universe with weird chickens.
All right, welcome everybody. Good night, Warren. How are you? How are you? Welcome to Space 55 and Night of the Chicken by Carrie Behrens. Presented to you by Hickman's Eggs. I'd like to take this time, please, to ask that you turn off all cell phones, pagers, any other electronic devices that you may have that may go off during the show, because as you can see, we are recording this for a podcast soon to come. So the louder you clap, the better you'll be able to hear yourself when you go to the podcast at space55.org. All right, and without further ado, ladies, gentlemen, boys and girls, Night of the Chicken!
From my heart and from my hand, why don't people understand my intention?
Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2. Okay. The date is December 15th, 2009, and I'm recording this in my home, in my basement, actually, about 30 minutes before midnight. My full name is Andrea DeAndrea Hafferton. This is my audio log. If you're listening to this, it means I am dead. Or kidnapped. Or I've just sold my story to a big-time publisher, and this is a best-selling audiobook, in which case, thank you for your purchase. I hope you will enjoy the tale. So, anyway, this whole mess began about 10 weeks ago today, October 6, 2009. I was at my school, Ronald Reagan Junior High, right after third period study hall, and my two best friends, Matt and Bitsy, found me in the hallway. Lunch. I'm so hungry. I could eat a Muppet.
But it's Monday. We've got science club on Mondays.
Matt is a science nerd. He's got this whole backyard full of different plants and animals and rocks that he plays with for hours and hours. Well, science is to him what running is to me. Priority number one.
Well, just grab your lunch and meet us in the lab.
Come on, guys. I hate science. It's so boring, and you know how I feel about Mr. K.
Oh, don't worry about him. He spends most of his time in his office anyway.
Oh, big surprise. Mr. K blowing off his responsibilities yet again. I swear, he's the laziest teacher on the planet.
Lazy? Andy, what are you talking about? He's the busiest teacher in the whole school. He is involved with more extracurricular activities than any other teacher here.
Yeah, but it's not like he cares about any of them.
You know, I really don't get your intense hatred for the man. What's your deal?
My deal is that he is the worst cross-country coach to ever blow a whistle. All he does is sit in that stupid golf cart and say, "Don't just stand there like a bunch of inert molecules. Go run."
You're mad because he called you an inert molecule?
No, she's still mad because he kicked her off the team.
Mr. K kicked her off the team? When? Last Friday?
No, Matt. Last year, right before Thanksgiving, don't you remember?
He wouldn't remember. That was the same week he got a quarter stuck in his nose and had to go to the hospital.
Oh, yeah. So what did you do to get thrown off the cross-country team?
Well, I didn't do anything, except offer him a little constructive criticism, which he did not fully appreciate.
Andy, you told him to stuff his fat feet into a pair of sneakers and run a block.
You said that? Andy, are you nuts? You can't talk that way to teachers. You have to show respect.
Well, hey, if he can't respect the sport of cross country, I can't respect him.
So what happened after that?
Well, as we all know, I am the strongest runner in the district. So when Principal Ludwig found about what happened, she forced Mr. K to take me back, and she made me team captain.
Wow, no wonder he hates you.
Yeah, exactly. Which is why I cannot join your little science club.
Oh, Andy, please. Without you, it's just me and Bitsy. And Principal Ludwig said that we need at least three members to be an official club.
Yeah, and if you join, we'll get our picture taken in the yearbook.
I realize that in your world, the thought of having one's picture immortalized above the words science club is some kind of thrill, but me not feeling it. Besides, I gotta run a few laps around the field. We got a really big meet this Friday.
You're not supposed to run after you eat.
No, that's swimming.
It's any physical exercise. And anyway, if you come to science club, you'll get extra credit for biology, which you seriously need.
Well, come on, Andy. Mr. K is never there anyways. It'll just be the three of us, I promise.
Right, fine. I'll go to science club, but don't expect me to do any science. So, I got my lunch to go and met up with Matt and Bitsy in the science lab where they introduced me to the latest experiment. So, what is this project anyway? And what's with the video camera, Bits?
It's our entry for the state science fair. Isn't it cool? I'm going to do a story on it for Channel Zero.
Bitsy is the top writer, producer, and reporter for Channel Zero, our school's very own student-run news program.
It was all Matt's idea.
What was all Matt's idea?
Well, we want to see how chickens respond to the dietary habits of other animals.
Chickens?
Well, technically just one chicken. Here, have you met Michelle?
You have a chicken and you named it Michelle?
Uh-huh. We've been feeding her nothing but dog food for the past 3 weeks.
And she's responding in really surprising ways.
Like how?
Well, yesterday she spun around in a circle for almost 2 minutes before she sat down.
Wow, that is really amazing. I think I'll head out to the field now.
No, wait. We also got her to do a trick.
Really?
Yeah, she can roll over. Here, take this treat and hold it out and sort of make a circle with it.
Okay. Roll over, chicken.
No, you have to be gentle. She's a living creature, not a robot. We'll coax her a little.
Yeah. Why are you so involved in this anyway, Bitsy? You should be ashamed of yourself.
Why?
You're performing scientific experiments on this animal? Doesn't that contradict your beliefs as an animal rights activist?
That's exactly why I asked her to assist me with this project, to make sure it's carried out ethically.
We're not abusing her. We're just giving her an opportunity to explore different cuisines.
Yeah. Now, give her the treat.
This is so stupid. All right, Michelle, now, you, roll over. Come on, girl, roll over. You know, she is kind of cute. Ouch! Matt, your stupid chicken bit me.
That's impossible. Chickens don't have teeth.
Look at my finger. It's bleeding.
Oh, no, Michelle, how could you do that?
Careful, you'll drip blood in the cage.
Oh, my God. Your chicken just ate my blood.
What?
No way.
Oh, you didn't see that? She pecked it right off that dog biscuit.
Wow, that's kind of freaky.
Yes, very unexpected. Where's my notebook? I need to document this. Monday, October 6th, Michelle ingests human blood.
Matt, your chicken is a vampire.
Don't be ridiculous. She's just merely trying to
bite me and drink my blood.
Well, hold up your finger in front of the camera. I want to zoom in on that bite.
It is pretty sick, isn't it? Hey, let's look at it under the black light.
Good idea. Oh, nasty!
Yikes. Why is it bubbling up like that?
I don't know. Does it hurt?
No, but I should probably put something on it, you know, so it doesn't get infected. Hey, Matt, where's the first aid kit?
In the yellow cupboards, I think. No, the red ones. Oh, look! Michelle is licking her wing!
That's great. Keep up the good work.
Okay, where is it? There's gotta be a bottle of antiseptic or something around. What do you think this is?
I don't know. It smells kind of like Jordan Farco's backpack.
Who's Jordan Farco?
You know, Jordan Farco. Kid with the smelly backpack?
Oh. Hey, there's something written here on the lid. Oh, good.
Animal bites. This is perfect.
Are you nuts? Don't use that.
Why not? This is for animal bites. I have an animal bite. It's almost like destiny brought us together.
You don't know what that is. Anybody could have written that.
Here, you hold the jar while I loop it on.
I'm not touching that.
Come on, will you just hold it?
No!
Come on! Bitch, this stuff is greasy. I'm going to...
drop it?
Andy! Watch it! That stuff got all over Michelle's cage!
What in the name of mitosis and meiosis is going on here?
Oh, hello, Mr. K.
We were just showing Andy our latest science project.
When it tried to devour me.
What was that?
Nothing.
It was just a small peck. She's making it out to be more than it really is.
Were you bitten, Andrea?
No. I don't know. I guess.
Where? Let me see. What's this? Animal bites? Who broke this? Who got this jar out?
Me.
What were you doing in there? Why would you... How many times have I told you the red cupboards are restricted?
Well, I'm sorry.
Don't insult me with an apology. Regret is not a part of your emotional vocabulary.
Whenever Mr. K gets angry, his hair does this, like, weird mad scientist thing. I use it to sort of gauge how much trouble I'm in. If, like, 3 or 4 strands are floating up above his head, he's just a little irritated. But when he starts looking like Einstein, then I know I'm in trouble. And at this point, I was just barely in the safe zone.
Andrea, when are you going to start taking responsibility for your actions?
It was an accident, geez. It's not like I flushed down the cure for cancer.
Well, did you ingest any of it?
No.
Get it in your eyes?
No.
Inhale it?
No!
This isn't going to affect my biology grade, is it? Because I'll clean it up.
No! Don't touch anything. Just leave.
What?
Just go, Andrea. What are you doing here anyway? Science is not your specialty.
You're kicking me out?
Look, I appreciate your interest, but the resources of this department are limited. We can't be wasteful. There are people who belong in the laboratory and people who do not.
And you think I do not?
Clearly.
Because I broke a bottle?
Because you don't respect science. You never wear safety goggles. You draw all over your textbook. And when I brought in that crustacean, you tied a string to its lips and made it do a suggestive dance in front of the hamster cage.
Andy, you did it!
So what? The crustacean was dead.
Horatio must have been so confused.
I don't see why Andy's performance in class should prevent her from joining the science club. I mean, if anything, it would only foster her
Forget
interest.
Forget it, Matt. I didn't want to join anyway, remember?
See, that is exactly my point. If you join the science club, you will only be wasting your time and ours. You should be out on the track getting ready for the big race this Friday.
You know what, Mr. K? For once, I think I agree with you.
Andy, no! The yearbook! The picture!
Sorry, Matt! Get your vampire chicken to be your third member. I'm out of here. So, that's how it all began. Later that night, I started to feel a little weird. It may have been from the loss of blood or all the running I've been doing lately, but that night at dinner, I was so tired, I could barely raise my fork. So I excused myself from the table and went to bed early, where I had these horrible, violent nightmares about chickens and black lights and really freaky stuff. And when I woke up Tuesday morning, I found a feather in my pillow.
Hello?
Andy, you've got to come over. Something's wrong with Michelle.
Michelle who?
The chicken.
Matt, I don't care. care about your stupid chicken. I got thrown out of science club, remember?
But you have to see this.
Goodbye, Matt. Looking back on it now, I probably shouldn't have yelled at him like that. That day at lunch, Bitsy told me that Matt's chicken had a seizure and died.
Andy, you'll never believe this. Matt's chicken had a seizure and died.
What? When?
Early this morning.
Oh, no. Where is he now?
Hiding out. He says he's too lugubrious to eat lunch.
Lugubrious? Over a chicken?
You know how he cared for her.
Bits, she was a chicken.
You cried for days over that tadpole you killed.
Okay. First of all, that was in the fourth grade. And second of all, I didn't kill Donnie. He starved himself to death.
You tried to feed him Triscuits.
And suddenly I'm a monster? Matt gave the chicken Purina One.
So what are we going to do now?
What was that?
What was what?
That? It sounded like a chicken. Is there a chicken in here?
There's a chicken in my sandwich.
No. Shh. Listen. It stopped.
What stopped?
I don't know. Maybe I imagined it.
Are you okay? You haven't even touched your chips.
No, I'm not very hungry. I had this really weird nightmare last night, and ever since then, I've been feeling kind of, you know, bleh.
Weird. So what are we going to do about Michelle?
I say we take her down to the hatch and see what Admiral Walker will give us for her.
That's sick.
The hatch. Short for Hometown Chicken Hood. It's this big chain of fast food restaurants that specializes in fried chicken and beans, and Admiral Walker is this old guy with this really long beard who stars in all their commercials.
So anyway, I think someone stole our notebook. You know, the one we were using to record all the data for our science project? Have you seen it anywhere?
Hey, do you think Admiral Walker is still alive?
Who? The guy with the beard?
Yeah. He's gotta be about, like, 100 years old by now, don't you think?
I don't know. Why are you so suddenly obsessed with Admiral Walker?
I'm not obsessed. I was just wondering.
You know what I've always wondered? If he's really Admiral, why doesn't he just sell fish? I mean, he's in the Navy. Yeah. Wouldn't he have more access to seafood than chicken?
Yeah. What are you guys talking about?
Oh, hi, Matt. I didn't see you there. Are you feeling better? Here, sit down.
I just don't get it. One minute, she's a healthy, happy chicken, and the next, she's just lying there in her cage, all dead.
She was so young.
Matt, don't you have, like, 50 chickens in your backyard?
Yeah, so?
So what are you crying over?
Andy!
Just grab another chicken and start again tomorrow.
How can you say that? Michelle wasn't just some generic chicken. She was special.
Yeah. She had a personality and feelings.
And a thirst for human blood.
Andy, stop it.
I'm gonna find out who did this. I'm gonna get retribution.
You think she was murdered?
I know she was.
I wonder if the person who murdered her stole our notebook.
Oh, come on, guys. Are we really having this conversation?
We should tell Principal Ludwig about this.
I already did. She canceled the science club.
No. Why?
I don't know. She said something about it being a liability issue, whatever that means. She didn't even care that an innocent chicken was brutally murdered.
I'm going to investigate this for Channel Zero.
Are you sure? It could be dangerous.
I don't care about the risks.
Okay. This is getting a little too CSI around here. I mean, what's next? Chicken autopsy?
You're disgusting, Andy, to even think of something like that. What's the matter with you?
Actually, an autopsy would probably yield some vital information. But I don't know if I could get myself to do it.
I can help you.
Whoa, gang. I think we need to back up and look at the big picture for a sec. I mean, murder,
autopsy?
What?
I think you both have been spending a little too much time around the chemistry set. I mean, obviously, the chicken died from eating all that dog food.
My experiments were safe, properly researched, and carried out under the supervision of a qualified teacher. There is no evidence to suggest that the food had anything to do with her death.
Calm down. Jeez, you really got attached to that thing, didn't you?
That thing? That thing happened to be a living creature, just like you and me. She had a name, by the way.
Well, forgive me for not crying over the loss of Michelle. In case you forgot, that living creature tried to make a snack out of me.
Andy, I can't stay here and listen to this absurdity. I've got a chicken autopsy to perform.
Matt, wait!
Just let him go.
Why'd you go and say all that? You know he's grieving.
Can you believe him? I swear, sometimes he acts like he cares more about that stupid animal than he does about his own friends.
Well, maybe that animal acted more like a friend to him than some of his own friends.
What's that supposed to mean?
Figure it out.
I skipped cross country that day, which has, like, never happened in the history of my athletic career. But I just couldn't face the pavement. My head was killing me, and I had these, like, crazy rashes all over my arms and my legs. And so for the second night in a row, I skipped dinner and went straight to bed. And that night, the dreams returned worse than before. There were more chickens this time. And then there was blood and broken glass and... Oh, it was just too horrible to explain. Wednesday morning, I woke up in a cold sweat beside a pile of crumpled newspaper and... More feathers?
Hello? Andy, it's Bits. Where are you? School started an hour ago.
What? Oh, no. I must have slept through my alarm.
What's wrong with you? You sound weird.
I have a sore throat.
Well, then maybe you should just stay home today, because after you see what happened in the East Hallway, you're going to be sick.
What happened?
You know the trophy case? The one with all the trophies?
Yeah.
Totally demolished. Broken glass everywhere. And here's the worst part. All the cross-country trophies destroyed.
Destroyed?
Completely. Like some psycho took a chainsaw to them or something.
Even last year's state championship cup?
Saw right in half. Matt says if he catches... Oh, there's the bell. I gotta go.
No, Bitsy, wait.
I'll call you at lunch.
But there was no way I could wait until lunch. I threw on some sneakers and ran all the way to school. As soon as I got to the East Hallway, I dropped to my knees in despair. It was just like Bitsy said. There was broken glasses and trophy pieces everywhere, and standing over them was Mr. K, looking totally forlorn, and I walked over to him. Mr. K? Are you okay?
Oh, hello, Andrea. You're here today after all. I was hoping you'd be spared from this abomination.
Has the rest of the team seen it?
Yes, but I didn't have the heart to tell them about the threat.
What threat?
Here, I found this note taped to the door of my office. I don't know who wrote it.
Ronald Reagan equals Wayne. Stay out of Friday's meet or the team will regret it. Lame? We're not lame. Wait, are they talking about the president or the school?
The school, obviously.
Well, who would write something like this?
I just told you I don't know.
Okay, just asking.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to snap at you. It's been a lousy week.
Right.
I hate to say this, but with everything that's been going on, I think we'd better do as the note says.
You mean pull out of the meet? We can't do that. We've been working so hard.
I know, but I have to consider the safety of the team. If any of you got hurt, I don't know what I'd do.
But it's probably just a rival school. Maybe we can hire a security guard or something. Have you talked to Principal Ludwig?
I just had a meeting with her. She agrees with me.
This isn't fair.
Neither is my salary. But there are some things you just can't change.
Whatever.
Andrea, I need you to do something for me.
What?
Talk to the team. Tell them there won't be any more track until we get this thing resolved. Break it to them easy if you can, but stand firm.
It's not track. It's cross country. And why should I have to tell them? You should tell them you're the one that...
Because they respect you. You're the team captain. They'll comply if they hear it from you.
They'll be devastated.
I know. And I wish it didn't have to be this way, but... I have to get to a staff meeting. Remember, break it to them easy.
Later on at the lunch table, Matt and Bitsy were wrapped up in their own troubles.
I just couldn't do it. My hands were shaking so hard, I kept dropping the knife.
What are you guys talking about?
We tried to perform the autopsy today, but Matt got a little...
lugubrious?
Emotional.
Well, you know, maybe that's for the best. We're not supposed to get into dissections until next year anyway.
Andy, Matt is suffering.
Forget it, Bitsy. Until Andy understands love, she can never truly understand pain.
Have you been reading the Bible or something?
No, he wrote that himself.
I've found that creative expression helps assuage the grief.
Last night, he made a sand painting.
A sand painting? What's next? You gonna make a candle? Play a didgeridoo?
No, not now.
Andy, Matt is dealing with his feelings in very healthy ways. If you can't support that, then you can just leave the table.
You're right. I'm sorry, Matt. I'm just so mad. You know, cross country is suspended till we find out who attacked the trophy case, and Mr. K is forcing me to tell the team.
Why do you have to tell them? He's the coach.
But I'm the team captain, and in the event that the coach is too chicken to perform his duties, the team captain has to step in.
I think this is a good thing. It shows that he trusts you to handle important tasks.
No, this is a horrible thing. It's his way of punishing me. He never wanted me to be team captain, and now he's using the title against me. Jeez, it is hot in here. Did they have the heater on or something?
So what are you going to tell them?
I don't know. I've got it. Tell them that you're dying of a terrible disease and that you've only got 3 days left to live.
Why would I do that?
Well, I saw it on a TV movie once. This woman was on the softball team, and they were about to go to the Olympics, but then suddenly her arms fell off, and then they had to take her.
Oh, I saw that movie!
It was okay.
What are you talking about? That movie was so good!
Hello, people! What does any of this have to do with my situation?
Nothing. Why does everything have to revolve around you?
It doesn't! You're the one that's a... Guys, seriously? Like 1,000 degrees in here. I feel like I'm gonna spontaneously combust.
You're probably just hungry. Here, have some of my baby carrots.
Ah, you know I hate baby carrots.
You want some of my fries?
No, I'm not hungry.
So anyway, what I really loved about that softball movie was how the team came together in the end.
What I really loved about Michelle was how she pecked at the bars of her cage.
It's okay, Matt. Just let it out.
Can you hand me my journal?
Okay. Here you go. Just pour it out on that page. Remember, it's okay to feel.
Thanks.
You know, when my dad lost his job and my parents had to pull me out of horseback riding lessons, I felt so... Andy, are you okay?
No. My skin feels like it's on fire, and my eyes are pounding. It's like they're gonna burst out of my head.
Well, we better get you to the nurse.
Don't touch me.
Andy, your face, there's something wrong with it.
Get out of my way!
Andy, wait!
I didn't know what was happening to me. All I knew was that I had to get out of there. I bolted down the hall into the girls' bathroom and locked myself in the stall. Luckily, no one was there to witness my... transformation! I was so hot, I ripped off all my clothes and threw them on the floor.
puke my guts out. I bent over the toilet and raised my hands on my knees, but then my legs started to tremble and I fell against the stall. I could feel the muscles under my skin stretching and pulling, my bones cracking. And then suddenly, my toes broke through my shoes and curled into giant claws. I felt 1,000 needles pierce my skin as sharp golden feathers sprouted. But nothing, nothing compared to the pain that came when my mouth and nose protracted into a beak.
Andy, are you in here? Is that you?
Bitsy. I'm okay. I just need to be alone for a few minutes.
Did you throw up? Sometimes when you're sick, you just need to throw up and you'll feel better.
I don't think that will work this time.
Why are your clothes on the floor? Are you naked in there?
God dang it, bitch. Just go away. I'm going through some personal things right now.
Oh, I see. Aunt Flo came to visit, didn't she? Do you need a pad?
No! Just get out, get out, get out!
But I'm your best friend. Why can't you tell me what's going on?
Book!
What's that supposed to mean? Quit acting like a third grader. I'm trying to help you.
Book, 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 book.
Stupid in the bathroom for all I care. I'm leaving, but call me later, okay?
My mom had always told me that when I got to a certain age, my body would start doing things I didn't understand. Boy, was she right. I looked down at my feathery hand in total confusion. Then suddenly, an echoey voice filled my ears.
What's wrong with Andy?
I don't know. I couldn't understand her. I think she's got the hiccups.
It seemed that along with the feathers and the claws, I now had supersonic hearing.
Will she be okay?
Hard to say. You know how dramatic she can be. Come on, let's go before we're late for fourth period.
When I was sure they were gone, I stepped out of the stall and looked in the mirror. Staring back at me was a creature like none I'd ever seen before. Not in movies, not in TV, not in the scariest film ever made. I was half chicken, half girl. All monster. I went back into the stall and hid there for the rest of the day. I didn't leave until after dark. When I was sure the school was empty, I escaped into the woods. I ran and ran until my rubbery legs couldn't take it anymore. Then I sat down by the river and cried myself to sleep. Oh, I woke up the next day in Matt's backyard.
Andy? Psst. Andy, hey, wake up.
What? Where am I?
You're in my chicken coop?
What?
Here's some clothes. Put them on, will you? If my mom finds you naked like this, she won't let me hang out with you anymore.
Oh, my God! Give me those! Turn around!
Your parents must have called me and Bitsy about 80 times last night looking for you.
What day is it?
Thursday. Hey, what happened at lunch yesterday? Bitsy said you threw up in the bathroom. Are you okay? You didn't throw up in the hen house, did you?
Yeah. No.
Are you dressed yet?
Yes. Hey, is that my phone?
Yeah, here. You left it at the lunch table yesterday.
Thanks. I'd better get home and tell my parents I'm okay. See ya.
You're welcome.
I ran home and took a shower. A long, hot, scalding shower. I didn't bother with school at all that day. I just showered and showered until the smell of Matt's chicken coop was just an ugly memory. Stupid Matt. This was all his fault. If he'd bothered to put a muzzle on his dumb chicken, none of this would have ever happened. You know, what was I supposed to do now? They don't give scholarships to poultry. You know, it was hopeless. There was no point in going on, not unless I plan to spend the rest of my life handing out car wash coupons.
Just as I was sinking into the depths of despair, Bitsy called me.
Hello?
I heard you woke up naked in Matt's backyard. What's going on with you?
Just your basic teenage crisis.
You're not after Matt, are you? How could you? After I told you last summer at the water park that
Bitsy, shut up. I'm not into Matt. It's been a lousy week.
Well, you better snap out of it. We've all got our problems right now. And Mr. K is refusing to let me investigate the trophy massacre for Channel Zero, and Matt's so depressed over Michelle that he's playing guitar.
He could do that?
No, he's awful. He's not even holding it right.
Not Matt. I'm talking about Mr. K. How can he hold up your investigation?
Well, he's technically in charge of the show, even though he provides, no guidance. In fact, today we shot the entire episode without him. He didn't even ask to see the final cut.
Typical Mr. K. Slacking off, even in this time of crisis.
I know. But I do feel kind of sorry for him. I mean, he has been through a lot lately.
Like what?
Well, first someone sabotages the science club, and then they go after the cross-country team. It's like someone's got a personal vendetta against Mr. K.
Yeah, that is kind of weird.
And now Principal Ludwig is threatening to fire him.
What?
Yeah, I overheard them talking in her office yesterday when I was dragging Matt down to the counselor. She said, and I quote, "I'm getting real sick of you hiding away in your office like some little pig afraid of the big bad wolf."
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. And then he told her that he's not afraid of the wolf, and that wolves aren't even one-tenth as powerful as the Himalayan brown bear, which I thought was kind of random. I mean, she was talking about a wolf in a metaphorical sense, and then he starts getting all technical and whatever, but maybe that's just how he deals with stress. I don't know, but it was just really
maybe.
Weird. My brother does that, except he talks about Volkswagens, not bears. And then again, he went
on
about...
Back on topic.
Oh, yeah, anyway. So it sounds like someone is trying to get Mr. K fired. But who would want to do something like that?
Sorry, Bits. I've got to go. I sat there for a moment as the truth descended upon me. It was me. I was the one behind everything. I killed Michelle and destroyed the science club. I mangled all the trophies and wrote that threat to the cross-country team. It all made sense now. I did it in the middle of the night. All those nightmares I've been having weren't nightmares at all. God, I'd been turning into the were-chicken in my sleep and wreaking havoc on my school just to get back at Mr. K. Man, poor Mr. K. You know, what had I done? I snuck out of the house and ran all the way to school. I had to make things right. I had to take responsibility for my actions. First, I took all the broken trophy pieces to the shop and welded them back together. And then I made a bookshelf while I was there. Then I found Michelle's body and gave her a proper burial. I laid her to rest in the little garden next to the field where we do our warm-up stretches for cross country. From now on, whenever I met with the team, I would think of her and what I did to her. After that, I went to the Channel Zero studio. My plan was to sit down in front of the camera and record my confession, admit to everything I did, minus the part about being a were-chicken, and leave the tape under Principal Ludwig's door. I couldn't wait until the morning. I had to do it right then while I was still feeling brave. I set up the camera, sat down behind the news desk, and froze. Staring into that cold, unfeeling camera lens, I realized just how much I had to lose. You know, once word got out about my crimes, I'd be locked up for sure. And from there, it was only a matter of time before I turned into the chicken. You know, God knows what would happen to me after that. I'd probably get sent off to some, top secret facility where men in silver suits would perform experiments on me and try to get me to lay an egg. No. No. I couldn't let that happen. I just couldn't live that way. But on the other hand, if I didn't confess, you know, Mr. K would get fired. He didn't deserve that. He may be lazy, but he's no monster. So I had to confess. admit to my deeds, but after that, I had to run. Okay, I can do this. It's Thursday night, and I am taping this at the Channel Zero Studios at Ronald Reagan Junior High. My full name is Andrea DeAndrea Hafferton. And this is my confession. I just barely gotten started when a baseball bat crashed through the glass door. I hid under the desk and walked through a small hole in the front as a tall figure in a mask and a trench coat kicked open the door and began smashing up the studio. He tore some posters off the wall and kicked over a couple chairs. Then he pulled out a can of spray paint and wrote, "Ronald Reagan equals lame" on the back wall. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. I got so mad. I could feel my body heating up, the blood chugging through my veins. Here, I thought I was the one terrorizing my school, but it wasn't me after all. It was this psychopath. He threw the spray can on the floor and kicked over the trash can. Then he turned and started walking toward me. My hands trembled as I watched through the hole in the desk. Whether it was through fear or anger, I can't say, but I could feel the sharp prick of feathers pressing against the inside of my skin. Then he collapsed into the chair and put his head in his hand. I held my breath and tried to stay calm, but nothing, nothing could have prepared me for what I saw when he pulled out that mask. Mr. K?
Huh?
I couldn't believe it. It was Mr. K all along. Evil, evil Mr. K.
Who's there?
Oh, I couldn't stand it any longer. My bones, my muscles, they changed against my will. Feathers tore through my skin and my feet turned into claws. My clothes split at the seams and I screamed in agony. It's my face. Oh my God, my face.
Who's there?
Well, I never did, but some people did. And Matt, how could you do that to Matt?
What are you talking about? Who are you?
I'm your worst nightmare.
Andrea?
That's right!
Johann Kepler, what's happened to you?
Matt's science project. It bit me and ate my blood. Now I'm a monster. Which is really inconvenient for me right now, but at least I can peck your eyes out, you vile imposter!
Wait! I can help you!
I grabbed him by the sleeve and tangled him up in his own trench coat. Then I pecked at it a few times with my beak.
Out!
This!
Stop! Hold on! I know this. Some...
This is for Michelle!
Out!
And Matt!
Out!
And the team!
Out! Would you wait just...
Tried to grab me, but I fluttered across the room. I could fly! Only a couple yards, but still, it was cool. I kicked the VCR at him and knocked the bat out of his hands. Then I charged!
Andrea, no! Stop! I know what you're going through!
I clawed and pecked at him from across the room. His feet got stuck in a pile of extension cords and he fell backwards. And I had him then. He cowered on the floor. His whole body was trembling with fear as I stood over him, about to shred him to pieces.
Hey, is that a larva on your beak?
What?
Hi-ya!
Suddenly, he kicked my legs out from under me. In my human form, he never could have done that. My human legs are much too strong. But my chicken legs, I wasn't used to them yet. I hit the ground hard, and he threw a box over my head. By the time I got it off, he was standing over me, baseball bat in hand.
Now would you just shut up for 2 seconds, you crazy chicken?
If you kill me, they'll figure out it was you. The police will ask my friends if I have any enemies, and they'll tell them about you.
Oh, come on now. Do you really think I would kill you?
You've already killed one chicken in cold blood.
What are you talking about?
Nat's chicken! You killed her!
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
It all makes sense now. You killed her, and you destroyed the cross-country trophies and wrote that threat to the team. Then you came in here and hacked up the studio.
How do you figure that?
Oh, it's all connected. The Science Club, cross-country, Channel Zero. You're the one in charge of them all.
You have no proof.
Oh, yes, I do. Ow! I sprang up at Mr. K and wrestled the bat out of his hands. He stumbled backward into a pile of cord. Then I went for the camera and pulled it off the tripod.
What is that?
The proof. This camera's been on since the moment you walked in. You're screwed, Mr. K. As soon as Principal Ludwig sees this, you'll be fired.
I imagine she'll forget all about what I've done when she sees the human chicken on the screen.
I'll edit that part out. Now, as long as the camera's still rolling, why don't you give us a little inside look into that mysterious mind of yours? What did you do to Mr. K? Were you bored or just crazy?
Do you know what it feels like to have your bones stretched until they break?
Don't threaten me.
Do you ever wake up in a strange place and wonder how on earth you got there?
That's really none of your business.
Does your whole body start to burn up before you transform?
Don't you try to... What? How do you know all that?
I never killed Matt's chicken, Andrea. At least not on purpose. Michelle died after she ate a special substance. A substance I kept hidden in the science lab in a jar marked...
Don't tell me. Animal bites.
Oh, how I wish you had never opened that cupboard, Andrea.
What did you do to me?
I didn't do anything to you. As I have mentioned over and over again, the red covers are restricted.
You people! Mutating slime in a school classroom and blame me for getting into it?
No one else seemed to have trouble following the rules.
What was in the jar, Mr. K?
It's a sort of a compound I'm experimenting with for a little problem I have.
What kind of problem?
A problem very similar to yours.
What are you saying? That you're a creature like me?
No, not like you. Worse.
Worse how?
That's not important. The point is, I know what you're going through. And I know things seem hopeless right now, but despite the obvious downside, there are some advantages.
Advantages? I'm a teenage were-chicken. I run clucking through the forest at night and wake up naked in my best friend's backyard. I have already ruined two pairs of Nikes. They're stupid, cloppy. And yesterday, I almost ate a worm. So tell me, what are the advantages?
Well, as you just discovered, you can fly, sort of.
Can you fly?
No.
What could you do?
I can help you. We can help each other.
Help each other how?
Well, I can teach you how to control your animal side, how to harness its power.
Fuck me. I'm a bucket of extra crispy just waiting to happen. I don't want to harness its power. I just... want it to go away.
So do I. You think I want to be like this? You think I wouldn't sell my soul to get rid of it? It's only been a week for you. I've been living with it for 23 years.
So what are you saying? That we're stuck this way?
23 years of clamping down on my emotions, of hiding away in my office just to keep from wringing Ludwig's neck. I try to keep it together and be the teacher they need me to be all the while. My insides are tearing me apart.
Okay, stop.
But it never ends. Here's another job for you, Ben. Coach this team. Run this committee. Judge this bee.
Mr. K, your eyes. What's happening to you?
Been trying to develop cure. It's not there yet, but I think it's close. I just need time.
How much time?
Weeks, maybe months. It's hard to say. Principal Ludwig is very demanding. Whenever I'm on the verge of a breakthrough, she dumps another project in my lap.
Is that why you hacked up the school?
I had hoped if there appeared to be some sort of threat, then she would discontinue the school clubs, leaving me free to work on the cure. It was a preposterous idea, I know, but I was desperate.
So if I help you, will you be able to change me back?
Yes. All I need is time. Help me to find the time.
What would I have to do exactly?
Just take over a few of my responsibilities, like the cross-country team. There's no need for me to show up at every practice. You can coach the team.
What else?
Keep Ludwig off my back. Cover for me when I have to escape, and I'll do the same for you.
I don't know. That sounds like a lot.
Andrea, please.
Oh, no. That's the bell. School's starting already. What am I going to do?
It's okay. Just calm down.
But I couldn't calm down. I was still a chicken. If someone walked into this studio right now, I'd be hauled off for sure.
Here, put this on.
Mr. K took off his trench coat and wrapped it around me, and then he pushed me into a chair.
Now, close your eyes and concentrate.
Concentrate on what? I can't concentrate. I have to get out of here. I have to hide.
There's no place to hide. Just listen to me.
Just then, my supersonic chicken hearing picked up the voices of Matt and Bitsy from down the hall.
I think I left it in the studio.
Okay, let's go check.
Oh, God, they're coming.
They're still far away. Now concentrate. Imagine yourself doing something human, something normal.
Like what?
Anything. Sleeping, watching TV, running. That's it. You're running outside on the track.
I hope Andy's okay. She sounded pretty weird when I talked to her last night.
Oh, they're almost here!
Shut up and listen! The sun is beating down. It's a hot day. Your legs are pumping. Are you picturing it?
Yes, I'm picturing it!
Good. Your muscles are burning, twitching. Do you feel it?
Yes!
Can you feel the sweat dripping down your sunburned face?
Yes!
Excellent. Now, take a deep breath. Open your eyes.
When I opened my eyes, I was human again. And just in time for Matt and Bitsy to walk through the door.
What happened to the studio?
What a mess!
Andy? Mr. K? What are you guys doing here?
Oh, hi guys. I was just meeting with Mr. K to go over my chemistry report.
What are you talking about? You don't even take chemistry. You take biology.
Well, see, that's why I needed help. I was so confused about what book to use.
Oh, okay. But why are you wearing that vintage trench coat? I've never seen you wear that before.
That's mine. It was cold, so I lent her my jacket. Yeah, you know how cold it gets in the morning before the heater kicks in. Right, Andrea?
Oh, yeah. Right. Cold. Brr.
Andy, are you okay? You're acting weird.
And your hair is a total mess, not to mention the studio.
You guys will have to forgive her for that. She hit her head really hard, and she's still a little hazy. Here, Andy, sit down.
Well, should I get the nurse?
No, I'm fine. I'm just... You know what? It was those jerks from Colin Powell. I came in here to meet Mr. K about my biology test.
Report.
Report? When I found them tearing the studio apart, and I was so surprised, and I just hit my head. And luckily, Mr. K showed up and yelled at them and threw stuff at them, and well, they finally ran away.
Those guys again? I can't believe this! We've got to do something.
Hey, look! This video camera is recording. I better cut the whole thing on tape. Let's watch it.
No. Give me that.
Andy, give it to me.
Oops. I smashed it.
Why did you do that?
Yeah, that was the school's only camera.
I'll buy a new one.
But that could have been the evidence we needed. Now what are we going to do? We have to make them pay.
Don't worry, Matt. They did pay, and they won't do it again.
How do you know?
Because I heard them say it as they were running away. Didn't you hear them, Andrea?
Oh, yeah. They said, we're sorry. We'll never do it again. And we've learned our lesson.
Well, I hope they suffered at least. You said Mr. K threw stuff at them?
Uh-huh. Pointy stuff.
Ha! Good!
By the way, Matt, I'm really sorry about what happened to Michelle and all those horrible things I said. I know it's hard to lose a pet.
Oh, thanks.
Well, I think I'll go get the janitor to help me clean up this mess. Andrea, do you want to round up the team and let them know they're going to run tonight after all?
Sounds good, Coach.
And tell them I'm sorry, but I won't be there. I have to drive up to Washington tonight. My Aunt Lulu's in the hospital.
Okay, I'll tell them.
But how can you enter the race without a coach? Is that even allowed?
Oh, yeah. In the event that the coach cannot attend, the team captain will fill in as a temporary coach.
You can do that?
Sure. That's what it says in the book.
The what?
The book. That's what it says in the book.
So, that's the story of how I first came to be. How a science
Hold on.
Hello? Oh, hey, Mr. K, what's up?
This house is...
Whoa, wait, slow down. You want me to bring it where?
This is sure to it.
Come on, but it's past midnight. Can't this wait until tomorrow? But I'm recording my audio logs, which you told me to do just in case. Well, you know.
Was it sure as short?
But I was just about to tell a story about what happened when Principal Ludwig found out that you lied about your Aunt Lulu. Boy, was that a disaster. Okay, fine. I guess I'll record that part tomorrow night. If you know who doesn't come and abduct me first.
This is serious current.
You said that last time.
This is serious current.
Okay.
This is serious current.
Okay.
The third in it horrid, and the third art in it scorched, but scorched.
I said! Okay. Alright, see you in 10. So, as I was saying before I was so annoyingly interrupted, that's the story of how I first came to be. How an innocent science experiment gone wrong split me into two halves. Vicious, unpredictable creature by day, werechicken by night.
Night of the Chicken, Episode 1, was written by Carrie Behrens, produced and directed by Shauna Franks, and featured Elizabeth Petitus as Andy, Bob Fisher as Mr. K, Ryan Beaumont as Matt, and Allison Maloney as Bitsy. Live sound effects were performed by Carrie Behrens and Richard Briggs, and Sean Robinson ran tech. Space 55 Theater is a nonprofit organization, and we survive on the generosity of our patrons. So please check us out on space55.org.